blah, blah, blah. Anyway, this particular day, she called him, said she wanted to hang out. He said, okay, I'll send you a car. He sent her a car. They came and got her. She went to the, they were at the party, hanging out. Everything was good. After the club, they went back to the hotel. Now, his homeboys were in the living room part of the hotel. Everyone hanging out, drinking, having fun. Then Tupac comes, tells her, I'm tired, I want to go lay down, let's go back into the bedroom. But, you know, she says yes, she's comfortable with him at this point. They've been sort of hooking up,
yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. So they go back into the bedroom. She said this. She was wearing a black dress and some tights. And anyway, he said his back hurt. And so he said his back hurt, can you give me a massage? She said, yeah, sure. So he laid on his back, on his stomach. She was giving him a back rub, da da da. She still had her clothes on, whoop-de-whoop. And then he turned around. You know, they were rubbing, kissing, fondling, doing all of that stuff, in the bedroom, whatever. She was okay with that. There was no issue. You know, she still had her clothes on, whoop-de-whoop. This way, it gets a little mixed up. His story at this point is different. Hers is a little different, but kind of similar. It's weird. Anyway, she sort of said it went in, but not in. But the mess. But he, yeah, it was just weird. Then the next minute, they heard someone open the door, and it was his boys.
Okay.
They all come into the bedroom while she's still on top of him, and they're like, oh my God, like, she's hot, like, look at her ass, like, you know, they started being boisterous. And she said that then they started, like, there was about four of them, and she's still on top of him. She said at this point she's froze, he's not saying anything, and the boys are just, like, kind of touching her ass and,
okay,
you know, being boisterous, whatever. And the next minute she said he got up and walked out.
Okay.
And left her in there.
Right. So this is her story.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's never spoken before. And she walked off. He got up, walked out, and left her in with all his friends. And they raped her.
Oh, okay. So the friends raped her.
And then she was very upset and everything. She said she froze. She was 18. You know, she froze, blah, blah, blah. They did all of that stuff. Then she ran into the bathroom. She was crying. He was in the next room throughout all of this, like the living room. And he said he was asleep. But and that's what his story was. And then when they finished, so I guess she said he asked his manager to ask her to leave. And that's where she just was upset and crying, and, you know what I'm saying, like, she was getting her clothes on and whatnot. And then she went downstairs at the lobby, and someone saw her and asked her, are you okay? And she started crying, and then she went and reported it at the lobby. Then they called the cops, and that's when Tupac and his friends were arrested, and she said they all raped her.
Okay,
and
but Tupac,
the controversial part of it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Right.
But he's the one that went to jail.
Yeah.
And now, for me, I'm very passionate about this situation because, you know what? I understand the Me Too movement.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm still a woman, and I know a woman scorned because I'm a woman.
Yeah.
You understand? There's certain things we can do out of just being in love with someone and they've broken our hearts, right? Trust me, there's no limits, yeah? And when things is good, yeah, it's good until you get treated like
crap. But then
you ruin
a lot.
So I get it. I get it, and I understand that there are other people who generally go through this shit. But for me, as a woman, I completely agree. No man should treat a woman like that. It's disgusting and all of that stuff. They should be punished if they, you know, do that stuff. But also women, at the end of the day, this is 20 boys. He didn't care.
Yeah.
That's, guys need to do better. But what we're talking about is rape. He didn't do that. And until I heard the story, I always thought the situation was he went to jail because he raped the woman. So for me, I want to talk to the sisters. Like, we need to do better. And like Whoopi Goldberg said on The View,
yeah.
Start talking to our daughters. You know what I'm saying? And telling them it's not okay to like put yourself in certain situations and then cry about it.
Of course.
Do you understand? It's not okay to hit a man and not expect him to react.
Back. Yeah, of course.
We have to learn to do better. Yeah, boys are raised not to hit a girl. But girls need to be taught never to put hands on a man.
As well, yeah, of course. It goes both ways.
Girl, this topic can go different levels. Different levels. And like I said, it all ties up. And that's what people are talking about right now. And like the Me Too movement, although we agree with it and people are saying it, but we have to speak and be honest. And truly, I understand woman power and all of that stuff, but there are some fucked up women out there.
There are.
And we have to do better too. And at the end of the day, do you understand?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to be scared to say, you know what? Okay, I hear the story. You went for a meeting in a hotel room and he showed himself and you were young back then and da da da, and you're coming out now. I get it. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I understand that. But nobody's talking about the solution.
Yeah.
Now, the solution doesn't just lie on the men. The solution lies with us women too.
Yeah.
The whole reason I feel, the whole, in my eyes, girl power and being strong and equal rights and all this is for you to be able to say, I'm not going to have a meeting in your hotel room.
Exactly.
So I'll see you when you can see me.
During the day or in an office.
At an office,
in an appropriate environment.
And if they treat you a certain kind of way over that, then you take it to court. You make noise about it.
Yeah.
Do you understand? You stick up for your right.
Yeah.
That's real empowerment.
It is.
When you have the option to say, no, I'm not doing it that way.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it this way, regardless if it's the best job offer you've ever had, if it's the this, if it's the that, if your morals stands, if you go with your morals.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we need to, that's what it's all about.
It's such a sensitive.
Enough, this is all 20 years ago, and we can shame the men now. But it's still going on with the youngsters. It's still going on in entertainment world. It's still going on in real life. You know, how men treat women, girls. It's still going on. But nobody speak. All people do is say, oh, call the girl a hoe, or you're a hoe, you're this, you're that. But real sisterhood, for us all to connect and be better and be, you know, we got to start also teaching our girls, man. There's a lot of pressure on men to be a certain kind of way. But when I really look at our black women, we're not together.
We not. We never have been.
We not. Exactly. You know, we're not together. The men are starting to be.
Yeah.
Don't you see? It was even UK artists.
Yeah.
The men are starting to connect.
I think the men have always connected. From the, you know, look how long ago the Million Man March started. Women are only just coming together now. They've been marching in millions, in great numbers for many, many years. They have that male bond that they stick to no matter what. No one tells a secret. Everyone keeps it hush-hush. But women, we've been so divided forever more. And we'll probably continue to be divided until one day something, you know, we decide amongst ourselves that enough is enough. Enough really isn't enough because we're still divided. So, you know,
I read a meme online or something like that where it said, women could take over the world women can take over the world if we stuck together.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you know what I mean? We would be able to take over the world if we stuck together. That's the only